This is Dr. Mejia detailing for the patient Isaac Torres. Medical record is 125699. There was 11/19/1947. Referring physician, Dr. Germania Esteves. Procedure performed, colonoscopy. Secondary procedure, Costner polypectomy biopsies. Date of the procedure, August 25, 2023. Indications, screening for colon cancer, histocolon polyp, histocolon leiomyoma. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, prominent ileocecal valve, number 4, multiple colon polyps removed, paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, paragraph. Of the procedure, as per colonoscopy template period, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was fair, paragraph. Findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon, multiple diverticular thin, pure paragraph, and splenic flexure. There is a diminutive polyp about 4 millimeters removed by Costner polypectomy, pure paragraph. Distal transverse colon, mid transverse colon, and proximal transverse colon, there's a polyp on each section. This was about 4 to 5 millimeters in size. They were all three removed by Costner polypectomy, period. The scattered diverticulosis present in the transverse colon as well, period. In the hepatic flexure, two small polyps about 5 millimeters removed by Costner polypectomy, period, paragraph. Please note the splenic flexure polyps. There were two polyps about 4 to 5 millimeters removed by Costner polypectomy. Ascending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, pure cecum, diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, peocal biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Ileocecal valve appears prominent. Biopsies were taken, period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.